It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The opioid epidemic has police officers facing a number of potentially dangerous drugs on the street. Recently, emergency responders found an overdose victim in Bloomington who used heroin mixed with carfentanil, which can be easily absorbed on contact. A team of Illinois State University researchers has received a nearly $300,000 grant from the National Institute of Justice to continue work on a device for on-site testing of drugs with a level of accuracy currently only available in laboratories. For a closer look at the science, WGLT's Colleen Reynolds sat down with chemistry professors June Hun and Kim and Jeremy Driscoll.
So the original grant was actually awarded to our colleague, Dr. Mulligan and Dr. Whelan, and they focused on developing an instrument to identify drugs with a portable on-site capabilities. And the new push is to integrate an additional technique so that we can use two completely independent techniques on-site for identification. And that has big implications as far as the evidence being admissible for court requires two independent approaches to identify drugs rather than one.
There are some simple handheld drug field tests that are out there, but now that we're getting into all of the synthetic opioids and the mixing of heroin with other types of synthetics, I'm guessing the sooner police know they're dealing with, the better, Professor Driscoll?
That's absolutely true, and a lot of those field tests that you're talking about or you referred to, they are active toward a particular class of compound. So there's not a lot of specificity involved with that. So similar molecules could both result in a positive, or if there's a slight structural change, a lot of the new synthetic drugs, if there's a slight structural change, it may lead to a false negative. The current field tests are primary screening to send it back to the lab for further testing. But the techniques that we're developing, ideally, they will provide the specificity and the sensitivity that it won't require transportation back to a reference lab. We can do all of it right there on site.
You're listening to Sound Ideas. I'm Colleen Reynolds, talking with Illinois State University chemistry faculty members Jeremy Driscoll and June Hung Kim, who are using a nearly $300,000 grant from the National Institute of Justice to come up with a device that will better identify suspicious substances at crime scenes, so much so that they might not ever need to send it off to a lab. Are there other uses for this kind of a device beyond law enforcement?
I would say absolutely. The technology, again, independently, each of these techniques have already been used for military operations, explosives detection, those sorts of uses. And again, if we can combine two techniques, that would just increase the accuracy of detection in those sorts of applications as well.
Students are really getting an interesting experience with this kind of research. This is high-level stuff.
Yeah, this is a wonderful experience. We have some master students working on this as well as undergraduate students, and they're involved in all phases of this, from the initial synthesis of nanoparticles in Dr. Kim's lab to collecting data to analyzing data and statistics, but then they going back to making it exciting. I mean, I think that the end goal and getting to see their work result in identifying these drug molecules, I think that's a big motivating factor for the students as well.
So if some of these are illicit drugs, you have to be very careful with how that's handled.
All of the drugs that we do have in our research labs, they're locked down, so very limited access to those.
And then a final question, and that is, at some point, do you take your prototype and deploy it for testing in the real world using some of our local law enforcement agencies?
Yes, that was actually part of the original grant. I did do some field testing. Dr. Mulligan has some contacts with local law enforcement, so they did do some analysis of some real crime scenes, some evidence that had been collected. And so I would imagine as we start developing and gathering data and testing out our instruments that we develop in lab, that we will kind of end the same sort of approach trying to test this out on real field samples.
Professor Driscoll, Professor Kim, thank you so much for filling us in on the exciting research going on at Illinois State University. I'm Colleen Reynolds.
The research is a team effort involving faculty and students from ISU's business and chemistry departments. A final phase of research using another grant will involve creating a library of identified drugs and easy-to-use software for officers at scenes to use as they test chemicals that are matched against a periodically updated database of illegal drugs or hazardous substances. You're listening to Sound Ideas.